Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Donald. Happy New Year, y'all. I know I've been gone for a little second, but we're going to go ahead and jump into these topics. The topics today are welcome to 2023, Rest in Paradise, the Gangsta Boo, and all the other legendary people, prayers up for the Bills player, goals for 2023, anime, branching away from certain platforms and games, cooking versus eating out, Kai, that situation with Kai and the girl. I can't say think how you say name. I'm going to say C-Not, whatever. C-Not, whatever. Gabrielle Union, leaving the negativity at the door. And it's going to be plenty of plethora more stuff to catch y'all up on. But let's go ahead and jump into that first topic. Welcome to 2023, y'all. I know this is the first podcast of 2023. I am so excited to be back. I have so much in store for you guys and for the podcast and for what's to come with me and my journey, besides, you know, getting more in depth with the podcast, more telling y'all about the sewing journey, the fashion journey, you know, being a wife, a streamer and gamer as well, being a mother, you know, just everything all in one. I will be giving all that to y'all, but I have to say, you know, rest in paradise to Gangsta Boo and all the legendary people, and not just legendary people, but all the people that have passed within this month that didn't get to be blessed to see the new year or made it only a couple of days into the new year. My heart goes out to all of you all's family. I hope y'all are doing well. I hope things are, you know, things are in a bigger perspective for you guys, because some of these things were untimely and very truly unfortunate. And I'm sorry that that happened. Prayers go out to y'all. Also, prayers up for the Bills player, DeMar. Even though he's came back, you know, he's made a full recovery. I see that he's making a beautiful recovery and that he has been released from the hospital. Kudos to him. I hope things go well for him and whatever he has in store for the next part of his journey, whether it's retiring from football or whatever. I hope things go well for him. On that note, I haven't forgot to speak on that shit that happened with Skip. He was low down and he was fucking wrong about that. He shouldn't have even made a comment about that. He should just say prayers up to the family. No, you took the most negative approach about the Bills football player and said that low down deceitful shit. You're more concerned about the damn game than the health of these fucking players. See, that's y'all problem fucking now. You worry about the wrong shit. And he really showed his true colors with that. And the fact that Shannon tried to have an adult conversation with him about that, it was crazy that you tried to deflect from it. Oh, I apologize. It's too late because the damage is already fucking done. You should have just kept your fucking mouth closed. Anyways, we ain't gonna stay on that topic because I'll be here all day talking about that bullshit. Okay, goals for 2023. The goals 2023, have a more consistent stream and podcast schedule, because I know I'm supposed to post every Tuesday, but as you can see, it's been me dropping episodes whenever I can. But now I feel like it's not gonna be a set day. I'm gonna do it that following. Every week I'm gonna drop a new podcast. It's either gonna be Tuesday or it's either gonna be, you know, whatever day that it falls on. But I wanna get it to y'all directly on a Tuesday or a Monday at least. So y'all have something to start y'all week out with. Actually, it is going to be a Monday. Be able to start y'all week. This one is going to be backtracking for, this is the first podcast of this year. So this is season 3, episode 1, basically, what I'm filming for. Also, you know, I'm going to be more consistent with my anime, with my streaming schedule, showing y'all more behind the scenes with my YouTube channel, for my sewing journey, you know, the life of being a 3-time published fashion designer. It's so much stuff that I have laid out that I want to show you guys that I don't want to give all the deets and secrets to, but that's part of the blueprint of what I have going on. More, you know, my workout schedule, showing y'all how that goes. The daily rollout of my life or what I do on a daily basis besides just being a wife and a fashion designer. It's going to be so much that I'm going to show you guys. But I'm not going to stay on the topic for long. Anime. Let me just say, this year's animes and games are finna be fucking top tier. I know it's going to top last year's gaming. Because last year's gaming was a little bit slow and it was a little bit unsettling. Don't get me wrong. Some games should... I felt like at the Gaming Awards, because I didn't get to talk on it last year, some of the games at Game War deserve more notoriety and they deserve more attention. Sifu should at least won one game. One award, I mean. At least one. Don't understand why I didn't win an award. Also, I know the haters out there gonna talk shit to me, but I feel like God of War should have won the fucking award for Game of the Year. I ain't gonna cap. They're like, that was a good ass game. Name a better game. And don't just give me fucking Elden Ring. You got to give me something. I mean story lore. I mean something. Because that, it didn't sell to me. Like, Elden Ring, no offense to y'all, it was a good, to me, yes, it sounded like it was a good game. I watched people gameplay, but it's not the same as doing an in-person experience of it to me. So, I feel like how they planned it out. Y'all knew y'all was gonna give God of War all these damn awards, but y'all did that to let them know that they weren't gonna win Game of the Year. So I kind of feel like that was a low ball. And that was kind of low down, but I'm not gonna get too far into that because we'd be here all day going tit for tat on why I feel like God of War should win, because it had the best soundtrack, it had the best graphics, it had the better storyline, everything was put together, it was more polished to me. And I'm not gonna get too much to that topic because I don't want to just surface this around just talking about anime and gaming. So we're not gonna just surface. It's what my podcast strives to, what I strive to bring with my podcast is a variety of topics, whether it's life, whether it's gaming, whether it's anime, whether it's fashion, you name it, I talk about it. Not just popular topics or anything like that sort. So that is the whole goal and mindset. A raw woman being authentic with herself, being able to talk about any and every topic that comes to mind, or whatever's out there that's popular to talk about, also will be, you know, in the ray of spectrum of what I'm bringing to this podcast. That's why it's called Gym with M. You can get life advice, you can get relationship advice, mental advice, fashion advice, sewing advice, whatever you name it, you can get it. But not stay on top forever. Okay, the next topic is branching away from certain platforms of gaming. Okay, when I first started my streaming journey, I was labeled as a adventure streamer. Meaning, I play adventure games. I don't only play adventure games because I was also deemed as a variety streamer. I stream shooters, I stream adventure games, but I ventured away a little bit from playing adventure games because it seemed like I wasn't getting no good games to play, and it just, you know, it wasn't going with the spectrum of what I wanted for my channel. I wanted more adventure games. I'm a storytelling person. I like storytelling games. I like a game with a good-ass story. If the game has a good-ass story, you have me. It's going to encapsulate me. Something that's going to keep my attention and make me want to keep streaming. Not something that's going to be that I can just rush through. I don't want nothing that I rush through because I never rush through any game that I play. But I also do not know. No, I no longer, as of January 1st, 2023, I got rid of Facebook. So if you were looking for me on Facebook, I don't have that. I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram. I have a TikTok, and I do have a Snapchat. And all under Sheldon LLC, but also Miss Darkly92 is for both, because I have to balance out my dancer life, my designer life, and my personal life. All that's clashed into one, but I have three different platforms for said things. So I'm still a streamer. I'm a gamer. I have to have a more prolific schedule of how I'm going to do things, and a consistent schedule, might I add, on how I'm going to stream, because I'm supposed to be like morning, afternoonish streamer, and hubby is doing, you know, like evening, early evening, like afternoonish type shit, because I don't want our schedules to clash. So I haven't been streaming because I haven't figured out, quite frankly, what game I want to roll in with, because it's so many new games coming out that my second stream of 2023, like the second or third stream I'm supposed to have, it'll probably be either not Apex. If not Apex, it's probably going to be Scott Pilgrim, because I did want to roll that out for y'all, because y'all haven't seen me do the whole playthrough of Scott Pilgrim. We did it on YouTube. We didn't do it on Twitch. So I'm probably going to end up rolling that out. So just know it will be more adventure games, RPG games. There would definitely be shooters, but we're not surfacing my channel around just shooter games. So I will say that. But anywho, next topic, cooking versus eating out. Don't get me wrong, I'm a woman that loves to eat out, but I prefer cooking. I prefer my husband to cook, or for myself to cook, or whatever. I feel like I save more money doing that. Because food is expensive, period. Whether you're cooking it or you eating out, that shit adds up at the end of the day, whether people want to admit it or not. I prefer to cook because it gives me a chance to learn more recipes, learn more stuff to do, because you got to think about it. Excuse me, I'm eating chips, y'all. You have to think about it. A lot of people holler up and down that they can cook, but let's just admit, some of y'all have never been outside y'all parents' house besides being thrown out, but staying with people does not count as you cooking for your goddamn self. You have to be out on your own. I mean, literally have your own pots and pans, food and shit to understand how to fucking cook. You could stay at your parents' house and cook, but you're not thoroughly cooking though. You're just cooking just to eat for the night. You know damn well, some of y'all know damn well y'all parents ain't finna let y'all get in their kitchen and touch a goddamn thing because they think y'all gonna burn up. But how am I gonna know how to fucking cook if they ain't taught me or I ain't tried to fucking cook before? That'd be the point that I be making. Quick to eat out, but not quick to learn how to fucking cook or use a recipe book. A cooking book. take cooking classes. Why are we ashamed to take cooking classes? It's 2023. Y'all better get with the fucking program. Learn how to fucking cook. Alfredo don't count. That does not count as cooking. Cooking basic shit like chicken does not count. That is basic cooking. That's not, hey, I know how to actually cook. Cooking macaroni does not count, which is instant macaroni. Cooking rice can be challenging, but that is not considered cooking. If we're talking about advanced cooking. So let me rephrase that. Let me retract what the fuck I said. That's basic cooking, but that's not advanced cooking. Y'all telling us, oh, I can throw down the kitchen. Baby, you can't even cook a fucking lobster. How can you tell me you know how to cook? Cooking Kraft mac and cheese does not fucking count. Cooking instant oatmeal does not count. Cooking fucking grits does not count. Y'all gotta know how to cook something besides the basic shit of Alfredo and all that other shit. Oh, I know how to cook broccoli. Frying broccoli is not the same as boiling broccoli. That's not the same as steamed broccoli. That's not the same thing. Cooking steak, then you have several tier levels to how to cook a fucking steak. You have rare, you just got, which is technically, to me, raw. Medium rare, medium well, well done, well done. You know the shit is burnt because the shit probably overcooked and ain't got no goddamn juice on it. Cooking Eggos do not count. You know, you can cook that shit in the toaster. If it can be cooked in a microwave or a toaster, it is not cooking. Cooking is requiring you to use the stove or the fucking oven. And I'm not being funny. Cooking with the microwave and toaster and stuff, yes, it does help in a way. But that's not, that shouldn't stop you from advancing your levels of cooking. You can start out with those things. I've never knocked that. Because we all have to start somewhere. But you shouldn't, as you get older, you should progress more with learning to cook more advanced things. I'm a lover of Alfredo. I cook chicken Alfredo too with shrimp, broccoli. I add more stuff into it, potatoes. You know, you name it, I do it. But I'm not against advancing my cooking. Because I know how to cook. I've been in the kitchen with my grandmother cooking. I've cooked there before. I've actually cooked meals before. Like 5-course meals, damn near. So, I know eating out is the first thing to go to versus sitting at home cooking and prepping stuff. But if you prep, some of y'all would get the bodies that you want. Some of y'all would get the things that you want if you prepped and took the time to actually do that versus just ready to go grab a fucking pizza or grab the nearest hot dog or whatever. Just take the time to sit down and eat. All right. I know that topic has been trending for the past 2-3 weeks or so about the young lady who unfortunately was raped at K-Sonat, however you say his name, who's also, I guess, a Twitch streamer. I feel like how he handled that situation should have been handled better. When she brought that to your attention, you should have took the proper channels to help ease her mind with what happened to her by, you know, hey, assuring her that you didn't know that would happen. Granted, nobody knows when rape gonna fucking happen. It's forceful. It's not something planned. So I wish people would stop saying it's fucking planned. Rape is never planned. That's not some shit you plan, y'all. That's weird. Also, as a woman that has been raped herself, I'm not gonna let every situation gaslight me to put myself in those shoes, because everybody's situation is not the fucking same. I was raped by a family member. So my shit is different from said getting raped by somebody else outside of family. Y'all get on my nerves, because what I'm seeing on Twitter as of lately is women getting triggered with men because of their responses. Some people haven't been raped and some people haven't. It shows. But to gaslight every man trying to call him a rapist because of his fucking response is fucking weird to me. I love my black woman because I'm a black woman myself. I've been raped, but I'm not going around here accusing every man of fucking rape because of how they're handling this situation. We don't know what the fuck happened outside of what the fuck we got told. So calm y'all overly triggered asses down about this situation. If you care so much, why don't you dig and do some fucking research? I'm a facts over bullshit type of person. I like research. Some of y'all just be going off of fucking story time. The minute y'all see a black man named headlight on something, oh, he disgusting, he a pig. That's low down. But the minute it happens to say your beloved cousin, uncle, brother, or daddy, y'all ready to goddamn go to war about it. Nah, go to war about it. If you gonna stand up for that, stand up for all. Stand up for something, don't fall for anything. Because some of y'all are low down. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it right there at this doorstep with this. Rape is fucking universal. It can happen to man or woman. It's not a fucking just a woman thing. I've seen friends of mine that were men that are now gay because they've been fucking raped. I've seen female friends of mine that are gay that have also been fucking raped. I've been raped. But goddamn, do I got to spell it out for you? Rape is universal, such as domestic violence and abuse. That is fucking universal. There's no gender specific role for that. And the sooner y'all realize that in 2023, the fucking better off you'll be. Okay? Kai, you should have handled that fucking better, because there was more ways to nail that motherfucker to the wall. Him being your homeboy ain't got shit to do with that. Throw his ass to the wolves, because I would have. Oh, you raped somebody. Hey, bro, I can't affiliate with that. I don't give a fuck. You can be my childhood best friend. I need to know facts. I'm not going just because you my homeboy. Don't mean that got shit to do with me. You raped somebody. Once you get raped, I want people to understand this when I say this. Once you get raped, that's your fucking career and your face card gone down the fucking drain. Once you ruin a man or a woman, if it happens to said woman, you are fucked. You can't go near daycares. You can't go near elementary schools. You can't go nowhere. My dad is a registered sex offender, so I know how this fucking goes. You can't go nowhere, y'all. Once you claim rape, you have to go through with the shit. You cannot back out of it. So be mindful when y'all accusing people of that shit. I did it to get back at him. That's not no shit you do to get back at somebody. You just ruin somebody's life with that shit. In Georgia, you get damn near... The max is supposed to be 10 years, but now it's damn near 10 to 20 years now. But I can stay on this subject all day, and y'all can bite the gristle and want to fight me, whatever, but I said what the fuck I said. Y'all need to learn how to handle situations. Some of y'all haven't been to therapy before, and it fucking shows on how y'all handle every goddamn situation that gets put in the news. Learn some self-fucking control. Anyway, next topic, because I forgot to talk about it last year. That Gabrielle Union shit with Boosie. Why is every time Boosie or any celebrity getting in the news, we're invested in their bullshit? Well, let me retract my statement with that. I'm not invested. But why are y'all so invested with filling people's timeline up with feeding this bullshit? It can't never be a positive narrative. Y'all always got to find the most negative shit to fucking post about, and then got the nerve. Have the nerve to call yourself gaslighting other people because you don't like their fucking response to it. That also ties into the next topic that I was going to talk about. Leave the negativity at the door of 2022 where it was fucking originated at. Don't bring that shit into 2023. Because actually, we're 15 days out of 365 days of the year that y'all done brought nothing but bullshit to 2023. We don't want to see it. We don't care to hear about it. So leave it where the fuck it was. If you're in a negative mood, log the fuck off. If you're in a negative atmosphere or vibe, move from that area. If everything's pissing you off, you might need to take your ass back to sleep. We don't want to hear it. 2023, leave all bullshit at the door. Block out all negativity. That should be your fucking goal. Peace, P-E-A-C-E, should be your fucking goal for 2023. Money should be the goal. Success should be the goal. Living your actual fucking life out should be the goal versus just fucking surviving. I'm just giving y'all life tips, y'all, because for some reason, y'all got me Ric Flair over here. Y'all need to get a grip, y'all, for real. This is raw. This is the raw and authentic me. This is how I talk on a day-to-day basis. I don't raise my voice. I don't holler. This is just me and my natural being and my natural state. I'm giving y'all the raw authenticity of me. Also, the episodes will be on YouTube. My episodes also will be on Twitch. There'll be times I'll be doing podcasts on Twitch as well, so I can have it on all platforms. But be mindful of what you put out here in the atmosphere, y'all. Be mindful how y'all talk to people. Be mindful how you carry yourself in public and behind closed doors. Be mindful of shit that you should have, that your family or that life itself should have taught you. I'm just tired of hearing about, oh, my parents never taught me this. Life should have taught you some shit. If it ain't taught you nothing, should have taught you how to maneuver, how to cope with certain things. Y'all, we can do research, y'all. That's what the fuck the internet out here for. Y'all can do research. Y'all choose not to do it because y'all
So hell bent on not swallowing your fucking pride and your ego and doing the work. Y'all quick to look up who got plastic surgery or BBL. You quick to look up how to cheat on your diet. You quick to look on who cheating on who. Who fucking who and all that other shit. But you ain't quick to get your life and yourself in order. Drink your water. Mind your fucking business all 2023. Do that for yourself. And on that note, I will see you guys on the second episode. Peace out.